Well, my calendar says it's usually the first or the last Wednesday of the month, but this guy shows up, and it's the second Wednesday of the month. Dr. Max,
Bill, we're here together.
Was it a farm show that I was at? Maybe it was.
It was a farm show that you were in our sister state of Minnesota, I think. And I've always thought that the end of the summer is represented by the Sioux Empire Fair.
It certainly is.
Once the fair is over, we're moving into fall.
And we want to talk about being back to school and, you know, the fact that maybe as a part of those checkups that parents ought to consider seeing if maybe they can get an early handle on some of the things that might bother their youngsters later in life.
Indeed. And a checkup is exactly that. I'm checking on something to see, do I have what I need to have? When we go to the store, we look in the cupboards and the refrigerator and see what we're out of. It's obvious. There are some things that we check on that aren't so obvious. Blood pressure, I need to go someplace to get that checked. Vision, I need to go someplace to get that checked. And why do we... why do we check the young kids' vision right away when they're starting in school? Why is that? Why do we check for to see if they need glasses?
Well, they wouldn't know if they needed glasses or not, for one thing.
That's the main thing. Yes.
Well, that was a pretty good guess. You're a country boy.
You're doing good.
And I didn't need glasses until I think it was 18 years of age, and I was facing this guy with a curveball, and I couldn't see the ball. And they took me in and tested my eyes, and they said, gee, the reason you can't see the ball is because your eyes have changed.
There you go.
Does the body change, too?
Well, the body changes, too, and probably rather than the change in the body is the fact that the body doesn't know that. Now, you could tell, hey, I used to be able to see the laces on that fastball, and now I can't. And I need to get some glasses. But for the youngster that's sitting in the back row and he wonders why everyone's so interested in what's going on up front, he can't see what's on the board. Everyone else can. Suddenly, he gets glasses. They check his eyes and see he's 20/40, 20/60, 20/200, who knows? And he gets some glasses, and suddenly he can see the board from the back row. He starts raising his hand and answering questions. And the teacher doesn't think that suddenly she thinks he's trying more and he's more attentive when actually he just...
Little Billy is paying more attention.
Well, and not just that, because he can participate. And no one has fun when they can't participate. So same thing with your spine. As we grow, there might be something that happens to us that displaces something in our spine, and the bones of the spine start affecting nerves in an adverse way, and we can't be as healthy as we're supposed to be without our nervous system functioning at 100%. Just like little Billy didn't know he needed glasses. In fact, little Billy was starting to think he was dumb, you know, from
well,
the way people were treating him.
I had slipped, and I couldn't hit that curveball that I'd been nailing for years.
Yes, you thought it was your fault.
Yeah.
You get your glasses, and you're back to doing good. Same thing with that spine. If a child has fallen off his bike, and after he gets done crying, and the boo-boo's kissed and a Band-Aid on it, but he actually put a hip out or has a disc displacement, as an 8 or 9 year old, he doesn't walk around gimping like an old man would that hurt his back. Children are resilient. His body starts growing in a manner as best it can. He doesn't remember he's hurt, but yet his body can't function. Little Maxie at All Saints School, I could not jump rope. I could not skip. I could gallop in kindergarten, about age 4, but I think I had a severely subluxated pelvis. I was unlucky. My parents didn't know what chiropractic was. They kind of thought, well, if I needed a chiropractor, good old Dr. Jack would send me there. That never happened, and it took me a while to figure out why I never played basketball, even though I was tall. Why I did better wrestling when I didn't have to be on my feet. It was because my pelvis was messed up. And once I got my pelvis corrected, everything else got better. I got more coordinated. I got more strength. I got faster. And that should have happened when I was 4 instead of when I was 22. And that's why I'm asking people to bring their children in for a checkup. If there's nothing wrong, that's pretty easy to ascertain. If there is something wrong, it would certainly be easier to fix at age 8 or 12 rather than at age 18 or 32.
There is a segment of our society that if a young person happens to be crying about something, as suck it up, be tough.
Yes.
And maybe they've had some kind of a trauma, and by us telling them, you're not really hurt, when they are hurt, we've hurt them for life.
You know, and we come across that sometimes with people as adults telling about how'd you hurt yourself the first time? And they go back and tell me the response of mom and dad to that injury does have a profound effect on that. And I have to say to myself, and if any of the Reinicke daughters, my girls, are listening, you always feel so bad when a kid hurts themselves. They would think I was mad at them, but I was mad because they hurt themselves, but not that it was their fault. So, yeah, just because the child quits crying doesn't mean there isn't something still wrong. And another important thing is that no child is going to make up stories. They would just as soon be running around and having a good time. If your child says, no, I don't want to do that, that hurts, he isn't making it up. It's the truth. Get him to a chiropractor. We'll get to the bottom of it. Get them to Reinicke Chiropractic, in fact.
You know, you got people that ride horses. You have people that play football. And if they get bumped onto the ground, you get yourself up and you do whatever you have to do. In football, you don't know if you've been injured or not, and that's when it shows up with a gimp, the limp, all that goes with it later in life. How do we get a handle on that early?
We check the nervous system. Just like an adult, we check the arm strength, and we can determine if a disc is pinched in the neck. We check the foot and leg strength. We can see if there's a disc that's affecting the low back. With a kid, it might take a couple of adjustments to change their life.
So we have 2 minutes left.
Okay.
You get to make your best appeal. I always have other people do the elevator spiel about what people should know. Those parents that are listening today, and they're thinking that they have the answer, everything's going to be good, what would you tell them in 2 minutes if you had them stuck in the elevator with you?
I would tell them that the most important system of our body is not the heart and the circulatory system. It is not the bones of the skeleton. It is the nervous system. The brain, the spinal cord, the peripheral nerves. Those are things that the chiropractic community works with. Medicine might take pain away by covering it up. Chiropractors relieve pain by correcting the problem. If I have a problem with my nervous system, it needs to be corrected. Chiropractors, by working with the spine and the skull, take the pressure off the nervous system and allow a person's body to manifest health. We can't be healthy if we have a subluxation, if there is some nerve impingement somewhere. And the tough thing is that the lucky people have symptoms that get them into the chiropractor. I got a headache. I got a numb arm. I got a shoulder bursitis. It's the people with the more obscure symptoms, like dizziness or a bum knee or whatever.
All right. Well, we'll take them back to school in our next segment. And we'll talk a little bit more about what they need to know, maybe answer some of the questions that you get as people are coming in to see you. But how do they find you?
Call us, 335-0880. We have a very easy-to-reach clinic at 37th and Center. That's just north of the Hy-Vee that's on Minnesota. Google Dr. Max, and you'll find Reinicke Chiropractic. Call 335-0880. Melissa will find you an appointment, and you can start your journey on getting back to 100%.
Dr. Max Reinecke, we'll talk soon.
Thank you, Bill.